As the Canada Post strike involving more than 55,000 workers neared the end of its 25th day, the Postal Service warned that a speedy resolution is unlikely. In a statement Monday, Canada Post said the latest proposals from the union widen the gap between the two parties, claiming the union has in some cases increased its demands. The Canadian Union of Postal Workers provided details on those demands Monday in a bulletin to members. They include wage increases, a cost of living allowance, and more job protections. The union said in the bulletin that it's calling on Canada Post to seriously consider its proposals, adding that the latest proposal includes demands voted on by members across the country. The strike began November 14, and federal mediation was put on hold nearly 2 weeks ago due to the sides being too far apart. In its statement Monday, Canada Post reiterated its financial struggles as competition heats up in the delivery space, saying it's on track to record its seventh consecutive annual loss in 2024. One of the key issues in bargaining has been a push to expand deliveries by Canada Post into the weekend as a way to boost competitiveness and increase revenue. But the two sides are at odds over how to staff the expansion. Canada Post has said it wants to staff the weekend shifts with a mix of new permanent part-time positions and some full-time. But the union is accusing it of trying to increase its part-time labor force instead of creating full-time jobs. Some of the union's demands Monday touched on the issue of part-time and full-time work. For workers in urban areas, the union said it's asking for a minimum 20-hour schedule for part-time workers and more full-time staffing. Calls for government intervention have been mounting from the business community, but so far the government has said it's not stepping in. The federal government has intervened in other high-profile labor disputes recently by advising the Labor Board to order binding arbitration. Asked in Halifax Monday about the strike, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said he still believes the best solution is going to come at the bargaining table. "We are putting all the pressure we possibly can, and will continue to, on Canada Post to resolve this with its workers as quickly as possible."